Hello. Now let's talk about our mind training, okay? Now the mind training, we are talking about the mind training the advices, isn't it?
Yes, Ramuji.
Okay, just read that in Bhagyan and Kalab, the guard the truth, okay? Train in the three ascetic practice, correct?
Kawasum na tatula.
Now, ka wasum de kare do.
Kawasum de namshin e te tangbo nyemo ngozin chete te nyemo ten tu be yichela lo jung je go e nyiba de nyemo ten te nyemo dokni ki lo shi ke thap je go e sumba de nyemo kin kyunchu ni ki lo shi ke ba dang te kyunchong thap na nyemo ngoshi nyeba ni.
Okay. Three there now just train in the three ascetic practice. Now you can see the first practice is saying the recognizing the negative emotions and negative affliction. Okay. Now our time is very funny that in the modern days now the people feel more importance for the recognizing the anxiety and the stress. They feel it's more important. In the reality, the recognizing the own negative emotion, negative affliction, negative thought, these are the more important. So what thing is the importance of the two? We have to more to the first thing is the third three ascetic things. The first three ascetic things, the first thing is that we have to recognize whenever we generated the negative thoughts, whenever we generated a negative affliction, we have to recognize it. We have to see it. Sometimes how we see the things are very, very narrow-minded. Sometimes when we see the things are very narrow-minded. Sometimes we see there's something that which go beyond so our culture, our tradition. Then we start to come to the conclusion as, oh, that is not right. Few weeks, 1 week back, they are making the small clips of my talks. We are having the video clips and interview sessions. So I told really that now what I feel is a completely, I lost that I have no tradition at all, no culture at all. I lost that there's no culture because now I've become so open with every culture, mixed with every culture, mixed with every different nationality, mixing with all the, the tradition. I've become so open with all the tradition, all the culture. So now I cannot make any decision based on the culture and based on the tradition. I remember that when I was a kid, and my mother was, my mother, she is born in the central Tibet. So central Tibet tradition, the monks, when we go to the marriage, it will see very bad. So when I was a kid, I didn't know that properly. Maybe I'm aware, and I went to the one, my parents and my old brother went to the one marriage. So after that, I followed them. I maybe age of the 12 or 13 like that, maybe 13 or 14, I went there to the marriage because my parents all went there. Then my mother saw me. She was so angry, so upset, so stressed, and they kept my hand and took me out of their celebrations, and he really talked a very long period. This is the whole thinking way is based on the whole, the center tradition. Now I'm completely different. I told that is the base on the tradition. So I told my mother that I really want to come to my brother marriage. You know, in the Christian marriage, they used to have the one best man. So I want to be his best man to some. Because now I have no lost every tradition. Because now I'm open with all the tradition. What I feel the rights. So I told that interview clip because of my experience, because of the mingling with a different society, different nationality, different people. Now I'm in the merge and I shared the time and all this. Now lost the tradition. So the point is, my point is that sometimes how we think is based on the very tradition and the very traditions, very traditions, and that will make it see things very differently, which is not the right things. So that's why when you're training the mind, you have to go beyond of this. You have to see that what is really right and what's a reality. That we have to know it, not based on some culture and the tradition. So yeah, so my point is, okay, so that's why now when we look at the issues, so that's why he's saying that what is the right and wrong, we have to think about the reality. So that's why once sometimes what we're not knowing the reality, that's why we generate a lot of the negative afflictions and the negative, the thoughts, not knowing the reality. So that's why Buddha stressed the importance of the understanding the truth. So that's why he talks about the true truth, conditional truth, and ultimate truth. Yeah, so that's why importance, it's the first importance of the realizing the negative thought. The second importance of the second, now here are three ascetic practices. The first ascetic practice of realizing, because it's called the ascetic practice, that's not that easy, very difficult. Sometimes may you can recognize the negative thought when it arises, sometimes you cannot, so it's a difficult. That's why it's called the ascetic practice, three ascetic practices. First ascetic practice, recognizing the what a negative thought arises in our mind, okay? Now the second thing is that when you generate the anger, how many times you realize or you will be aware that you have generated the anger. Most of people only aware later. First they generate anger, they will fight, they will use a lot of the unnecessary words. Then after that they will realize, oh, now I have generated the anger. That's too late. Okay, the first thing. Now the second thing is the second practice of the ascetic practice, the applying the antidote for the negative affliction, applying the antidote for the negative thought. That is the second ascetic practice. That is the more difficult than the realizing the all the negative thought. Okay, that is more difficult. Generally, when the negative thought arises in your mind, what you will do when you realize, when you aware that negative thought arises, now what will you do? Will you enjoy that negative thought? Will you keep continuations of that thinking, the negative thought? Or what will you do? Today I met one small kid. I met him last time. Small kid. Yeah, I think he told now he's 7 years old. Then I told him, wow, in this now, I told him that now you grow up a little bit. That small kid told me a very funny thing. Yeah, he told me, yeah, he also grow up. Also, he put up the weight also. Then he told that he like going for cycling or like that. But later he told me that he was cycling because of he want to lose the weight. I was so surprised and shocked. That small kid. So 7 years old kid thinking the cycling for the sake of the losing the weight. Yeah, so this is like now, not the time is very much, still we are the very adult and grow up. Still we will not think after reducing our negative affliction, negative thoughts, which is hurting us for so many years now. That 7 years old kid told me that he don't eat the fats, only the red meats. The fat makes the fat when he eat, in the meat they used to have the white fats, no? He told me that if he eat the white fat, it makes him the more fat. So he told me he don't eat that. So even the kids, they are very cautious with health. So we should be the very cautious of our mental health. Yeah. So that's why now the second, the ascetic practice, the apply the antidote. Whenever you generate the negative thought, first you are aware that you have generated negative thought, then you have to apply the antidote. The best applying the antidote thought is to visualize the Buddha and the pray for Buddha to give you the most strength to overcome these all negative thoughts, negative emotions. Or you can visualize the merit field, pray for the merit field. Merit field, you know that. Lama Tsongkhapa and all this deity, the merit field, okay? The visualize the merit field and pray for the merit field, give you the more blessings to overcome these all negative thoughts. You keep on the prayings. Okay, whenever negative thoughts, I'd like to apply the antidote. That is the one of the best antidote to apply. So this is now the second ascetic practice, okay? Now the third ascetic practice is keep the continuation of the applying the antidote. That is a more difficult. So that's why it's called the ascetic practice. If you can keep these three practices, you don't have to go to the temple. Temple is already in your mind. Then you don't need any Buddha statue outside. Only the Buddha will exist from inside of your mind. So then these three practices all makes a very big changes in the life. Because otherwise, a lot of the negative thoughts will suffer, make us a very stress, the negative thoughts. Yeah. Okay, so that's a clear, no? Yeah, so that's the first thing is that there is this ascetic practice. In this, within and now this month, in the mind training practice, what you have to do three things, okay? Whenever the negative emotions, negative thoughts comes, first you Ava or the realize, okay, realize that you have generated. Now the second thing, you just try to apply the antidote, okay, to think, to apply the antidote for the negative thoughts or the negative affliction. Now the applying is that just to pray for the merit field, just pray for the Buddha to give you the strength or the blessing to overcome the all these negative thoughts, okay, whenever you generate negative thoughts. The trick is a very simple. Whenever you generated the negative thought, when you started to think of praying for the Buddha, certainly that negative thought will be negative, automatically that negative thought will be vanished, because the true thought cannot come in the mind. True thought cannot come simultaneously in our mind. Okay, third practice is that to keep the continuation of the applying the antidote. Okay, whatever practice, you have to keep the continuation. Okay. Now we will come further, okay? This is the main, okay? Now this is the one of the main three practices of the mind training. Yeah, so that's why the Buddha gave the very example that the samsara can come, samsara, all this exists, all this comes from the mind. Also mind have that potential to create the samsara, also mind have the potential to seize this samsara. End this samsara. Okay, now the acquire the cause for the three main things. Now you can see them. No? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, kare do ti chidin sumdiyo.
No, je tam kyu inzo nam sumlang. Kyu
tambo
di. No, je kyu tambo di chidin ki lama ten ne te nyeshin jesu zima. Kyu ni ba di. 저 두배치 튕긴 창과 시그 때문에 장이 신도 본데 아 저 두마 두배 인가 인가유 인기 숨바디 대이 톡 난기 자켄 라마나 대규 제모 당 레니 제베 시럽 게와 당 로종라 학바 조웬 준주 당 코와 규 셰체와 체그바
오케이 three things you have to do that. Okay, now it says that the first you said the three main things are right, getting the right master. Right master, to get the right master, you have to give the very proper analysis. Now, this is the 21st century, everyone can become the Buddhist master. Everyone. Because they can go and talk and preach. Who cares? Who cares? And who will come and inquire that master whether he have a proper certificate or not? To become a doctor, really, you need a qualification, certificate, the government will check and everything too. To become the Dharma master, who will come and ask you the certificate? Everyone can become the Dharma master. Sometimes even the monastery, some of the monks who really not follow the monastery group properly, they will be banished from the monastery. Some of the banished from the monastery, now they can become the Dharma master in the some of the country where they have no idea of the what is the Sera monastery in the problem. Now only such like that, yeah. Even the, when you're not as fully studied, even you, they can become the Dharma master. Many things are happening like that. It is something like the doctor not finished his subject and he have not finished his proper course in becoming a doctor like that. Now it's happening. So that's why I always used to ask that you have to check the master's the background, how much he studied, what position he studied. Now what he's doing, every background you have to know, study that you have to very well, you have to know that properly. One time I thought to do just like an experiment, to send the one of the my naughty student. He failed a few times in the classes. So I just thought to send him to the some place to be able to teach the Dharma. So I asked him, he said, yeah, he will go. Definitely he will go. He really feel the shame to talk. So really, then I thought to send that. But later on, I found that really that will be create a lot of the negative karma. So I stopped doing that experiment. Really for negative karma. What will he say? All the people now, they will be deceived, no? So that I stopped that doing that experiment. Yeah. And now the second, that's why as analyzing the master, to look at the background, number one. Number two is that you have to see the water. I think I told a few times, though, what the master, he himself doing or not doing, what he talks. That's a number two. Number three, even you can look how he talks. Because if he, when he was talking on his field, then he will become very fluent, like a neurologist, doctor, they can talk about a neuro, I mean, the difficulty very fluently, you know, because it's their field. So even the way of the he talks, even you can see that, how's the his knowledge about that. Actually, the Tibetan Buddhism, about Tibetan Buddhism, it's more difficult to become the master in the Tibetan community because they will know everyone's backgrounds. So when you go out of the Tibetan community, no one knows about your background. Yeah, okay, so that's why it said that the right master. So it's the three practice, no, three main things, getting the right master. Okay, as I told you, if you become the right student, definitely you will get the right master. If you become a fake student, you will get the one fake master. Okay, so this, okay, three ascetic practice, oh, sorry, three main things, no? Thangpo deroba, nyeba de kare?
Nyeba de, chi chube chi tunken thangpo shigo.
Oh, and even you practice the Dharma, also you need some of the, I mean, the requirements, external requirements of you. Very simple. You have to earn the money. So yeah, very simple way, yeah. Because if you live as a very monk's lifestyle, then that will be totally different. I also suggest that my students really earn the money, do the business. That's whatever work they are doing properly. So generally, I thought to make one documentary, just like a baking the food. I thought to make one documentary regarding about the baking the food of many different countries and to see that the house, the life is more easier to go and bake the food, just say that I have no money, so bake the food. I really thought to do that in the Washington, D.C., in the one of the Starbucks coffee shop. I thought to do that. Just go to the Starbucks and say, really, I don't have the money. Can you give me the food or coffee to drink? First, I thought to do that. So I thought, well, it will be much better if I do some of the, make a little bit like a story documentary. Because yes, Buddha made it very clear that Buddha told the monk about the food, bake the food. He very clearly said that the monk had to bake the food. That's he make the rule. But he never told the monk bake the money. He never said that. So monks was baking the money is going against of the rules. Bake the food, it's a very fine. That's two things, a big difference. Now the totally peoples are doing the opposite, many monks are begging the money and begging in order of food, totally against the Buddha's word, what the Buddha said. Buddha said, beg the food, but he is against the begging of the money. But now the time is very much, very wrong with their mind. The monks who are begging the money for the self, okay, I'm in for that, okay, monks who are begging the money for the self, they are doing very wrong thing. Yeah. So that's why the requirements, the external requirements are very important, the food, Dhamma practices. So Buddha told the monks, bake the food. Very simple. So I want to see that how difficult in the 21st century to baking the food in the many different countries. So one of my students and I told them, they told they will start to write the story, how we have to do, from which country we have to start. Not that, so I want to see. Yeah. When I'm in the Vietnam, when I eat that the brown rice and the mai vung la, isn't it? Then the
yes,
people told me that's the old people food I like to eat. The Mongolians, they give me the one pudding, quite good pudding. And when I eat that, but then again the Hears people told me that's a baby food. Yes, it's a baby food. Okay, so yeah. Whatever the Buddha says, that all monks eat whatever gets. So that's the Buddha told them. But he told them whatever monks, when they're baking the food, just receive the food. That's what. So okay, so there are three practices, no? Create the requirement, external requirement for the practice of Dharma. Then the third point is that every Dharma practice, you need a very right wisdom. That's a very important third point, because the every of the Buddhist practice is combined with the wisdom. Even if you're doing any small practice, you should need a wisdom. Wisdom is very important. So wisdom, without the wisdom, so proper wisdom, then you cannot find the reality and the truth. When you cannot find the reality or the truth, then you will generate the more ignorance, more negative thought, as I told before. So these are the important points, okay? So these are three important points. So that's why the Buddha's increase the student do the more analysis. When you do the more analysis, then you will find the more reality. I'll get the closer, because this is the like method of the science. Science gets more facts because they do more experiment and more analysis. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now today I will stop here. Okay.